Hey, I'm delighted to say Mr. John Sim is with us. John, welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to see you. You look fantastic.
Thank you, so do you.
How well does John look?
He does.
He's like a thriving young movie star. And yet, he's not a movie star, at least that's not why he's here today. He's a theatre star because he's back in the West End in a play called Elling, which sounds weird. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard fantastic things about it. Elling, is it an Icelandic name?
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever done the West End, to be honest.
Is it really? You've never been in a play in the West End?
Well, I haven't been on stage for like 12 years. It's the first time I've actually any theatre, so it's great. It's tiring, but good.
Did it feel harder work than doing TV and movies?
Loads.
And this is quite a demanding role from the sound of things. Could you tell who is Elling? What is the character?
The play's about, it's about two psychiatric patients that get released from a mental home in Oslo and put into a flat in the centre of Oslo to fend for themselves under the supervision of a social worker.
Now, hang on, bear with it. I know so far it doesn't sound like a must-see.
No, but so far it's not. It doesn't sound like a hit comedy, does it?
No.
But they're lovely, lovely characters, and they have to fend for themselves, answer the phone, and go out and get food, and then other people interact, and but it's about friendship, really, and it's a really, really sweet play, and hopefully, you know, it's got some very funny moments.
And I imagine they're very different types, would I be right?
Yeah, one's a big hulking, gentle giant who's obsessed with losing his virginity, and Elling, who I play, is a twitchy little nervous mummy's boy who lived with his mother until she died, and he hasn't been out.
So it's kind of, in a weird way, I don't want to sort of simplify it too much, but it's sort of an odd couple kind of comedy in a way.
It's like dysfunctional odd couple.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. As I said, a couple of friends of mine have been sitting there, they've been raving about it, and I want to see it while you're still in it. I know you're only in it till October, but I say only, I guess if it's a demanding, if it's mainly the two of you on stage, it must be quite physically quite tough. And
it is, I'm you know, hopefully fairly unrecognisable. I'm bent double with a, you know, I'm putting the voice on, and it's all very, quite physical.
What kind of voice do you use, John?
Oh, come on, doing it.
I've got a little duck voice on that.
Yeah, it is like that.
Do you do a Norwegian accent?
I do a strange kind of hybrid Norwegian.
Yeah, yeah, do you want to look at me like that for?
It's exactly like that. You've seen it.
I would.
It's channeling.
Do you try when you're trying for an accent though? How do you know you've hit it right? Are you yourself the judge, or do you try it out before your partner or friends or the producer and all agree on what's going to be the right voice, or is it more instinctive than that?
Well, in the rehearsal period, we had 3 weeks rehearsal, which doesn't sound like a lot, and it isn't a lot, but I sort of tried it out a lot in there, and nobody said anything, so I thought maybe they're being polite.
So if no one told you to stop, you think if not said, what are you doing?
What's with the voice?
It's probably going to be worth it just to go and see the voice.
Now listen, the voice is not, you know, it's not that great.
Welcome to the show.
Let's talk about Doctor Who. We're talking about Elling a bit more in a minute, because you're in the final, was it three episodes you're in at the end?
Yeah.
A three-parter, which I loved. I thought the ending got a bit muddled, to be honest with you. Not your fault, but it was a bit kind of confusing what was going on. And I didn't want to see David Tennant shrunk into like a house elf in a cage. Yeah. I'll be frank. I wanted to see the two of you interacting more. And it must have been tough for you. I mean, you both pulled it off, but you're performing, I would have thought, a lot of the time to nothing, aren't you, on those scenes when it's special effects?
Yeah, and especially with him. I didn't see him for about 4 days. He was like, because he had that old man makeup on.
Yeah.
I didn't see him. And when he took it off, I was like, whoa, hello. You know.
He looked better with it on.
Yeah.
what a great series. And as I said, the first two that I loved, and I thought you as the master was a masterstroke of casting on their part, but also a fantastic performance from you. I thought
Cheers.
Because you played it just right for the show. It's kind of swaggering, and there was comedy involved, but he was also menacing and weird.
Yeah. I figured, like, Russell wrote it like that, but we kind of thought, you know, if for a David Tennant Doctor Who, it's you need a nemesis that is, like, kind of his equal, so he's got all the wisecracks, he's young, you know, basically it was like playing Doctor Who, but a baddie Doctor Who, which is great.
Absolutely perfect.
Fantastic.
I'm hoping, and I got the feeling from the ending that they were hinting that he isn't necessarily gone for good.
No, there was a bit of a cackle, wasn't there, going on? Yeah.
Well, as one looked at a watch or a gem or something,
It was a ring, his ring fell into the fire.
He's trapped in the ring.
Ring of fire.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
But do you know if you'll be coming back, or you can't talk about that yet?
No, I don't. I would do if they asked me. I had a great time. Right. It was great. I loved working with David. He was lovely.
You and David Tennant, you're quite similar looking in a way.
Are we? Do you think?
I think so. You both got thin necks.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a good thing. You're handsome men, I'm all saying, but, you know, I could see you both playing brothers, perhaps, or something.
That'd be nice. He's a great actor.
Oh, he's terrific. Yeah, he's just playing Einstein, isn't he, at the moment?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too busy.
Oh, he calls me all the time. He always wants advice on his voices.
Of course he does.
It's a service I offer all young actors, John, and you're welcome to take me up on it.
How does Einstein speak? Oh, it's the same.
Essentially, it's the one voice that guy advises. Let's put some music on. We'll talk to John some after this.
It's a bit of Edwin Starr.
Edwin Starr, the late Edwin Starr.
Yeah, the late great.
I'm afraid I have to say, what a great shame. Poor Edwin's no longer with us. But John Sim is.
Yes.
God, that was a clumsy thing. Hey. Lots of people are dead, but here's one who isn't, ladies and gentlemen. That's about as poor as it gets on radio, I would have thought. John, you know, I so miss Life on Mars, but at the same time, I'm glad they ended it, because you wouldn't want it to be dragging on and on.
I feel exactly the same
way. Were perfect. Yeah. How long did you, how much of your life was that you were making that show for?
It was 2 years, basically. And in between, we were doing press and all that, so it was kind of non-stop for 2 years.
So really, it was just that?
It was hard work. It was the hardest thing about Life on Mars. I love filming, it was great. I love Phil, and you love everybody in the cast, and it was a wonderful show. The hardest thing was simply that I had to live away from home for 2 years. That was hard work.
And that's not, and because you just had a baby recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got two now, yeah.
Wow, congratulations. How old are they?
One's six, a little boy six, and a little girl. Like four and a half months.
And so now you've been back for a while, I guess you're desperate to go away for another 2 years.
I'm doing the play, so I don't see him anyway. Yeah.
It's a great idea. What a great life the actor's life is. I wish I could help with the children, darling, but I've got to be, we've got the lights go up at 8 or whatever you say. But what a tremendous series. I mean, if you're going to give two years of your life to something, give it to something like that, because I think that's going to be one of those defining TV shows that people look back at this period of British TV history and say, that was such a tremendous, really was a great achievement, I felt, for everyone involved. So. And you must have known that. I mean, I would have thought when you guys saddled up for the second series, there must have been a feeling that we have a genuine hit on our hands.
When we watched the first series back, I thought, oh, this is great. Yeah, it's the one thing that I've done, you know, I mean, Doctor Who maybe as well, but the one thing I've actually enjoyed watching it back.
That must be a nice feeling.
Fun to watch.
Did you know, when you started out, either in the first series or certainly the beginning of the second one, did you know how it was ending? That you knew what they had planned?
No, we didn't. No. By the second series, maybe there were discussions about it, because we were kind of deciding not to carry on and flog it dead, or, you know, just to sort of outstay our welcome. We wanted to sort of, you know, want a classic series like The Prisoner, just, you know, 16 episodes, bang, finished.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great that they did that. But the ending was being discussed throughout, and I thought it was a great ending, actually. It catered for everyone. It was quite dark, because Sam Tyler killed himself. Mm. And then, you know, you've got all the romantic kiss, and it's all driving off into the sunset.
He killed himself, but did he? You know, it's like...
Yeah.
But it was a fabulous ending. And, you know, although you're right, I think, to have anybody, selfishly, like many viewers and fans of it, I would have liked to have seen another series.
But
I suppose, in a way, it's for the best that you leave us wanting
more. No, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you've got to just sort of think, cut it and think, no, that's enough now. I mean, I'd love to play him again. I love playing him. He was fantastic.
Yeah, well, he was a great character for you as well. I get the feeling in some ways not too dissimilar from how you are yourself. Would I be right?
I think he was a bit more pedantic than me.
He was a very serious guy.
It was a hard work to play to, because he wasn't a particularly nice guy, I don't think.
You know, I got the feeling that the reason why, and I might be wrong, that his seriousness came from his situation as much as from his personality. And so he was like, I got the feeling he was a lighter character who found himself in this... unwinnable place, this dark place, really.
Yeah.
Didn't quite understand it.
And I guess if it had been a show set now, he wouldn't have been too likable. But because you plucked him out of now and put him there, you're with him, because you're with him, you really. You
know, I'm asking you a question which is inane even by my standards, but if it were, say you were knocked over and you're in a coma and you found yourself in the 70s, you wouldn't want to come back, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, the reality might be horrible.
Oh, it'd be great, the 70s?
Oh, you go and see Bowie, and you can do a lot. I mean, I'd rather go back to the 60s.
Maybe lollies.
I was there in the 70s. I was only little, but I remember it.
Wouldn't you want to go back?
No, I don't know.
You wouldn't want to live... If you could choose between now and then, I mean, not your life now and then, not saying, got to say goodbye to my family now.
I'd rather have a TARDIS and just be able to leave.
But I'm not offering that.
No, I know you're not.
Okay.
If you even go back to the 70s and not be able to...
Here's what
back,
I'm offering. You're on the table for you right now. It's coma, living in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right?
Coma, that's a good start.
Or real life now. Now, this is like a bit of the Matrix. Blue pill or white pill? All right. Which one do you want, John?
Oh, I don't know. I'll think about that.
Never mind. Think about it. Which one do you want?
No, I'd stay here, I think.
Ah, you big...
I'm 70s now.
I'm back in the 70s, mate. That's it. Hey, we got to go, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming. I'm really looking forward to seeing Elling. I can't go until September. I'm definitely going to catch you in it. Elling is at London's Trafalgar Studios until October the 6th. It stars John Sim alongside Adrian Bauer. There's some other people in it as well. It's just won every critic over, and everyone I know who's seen it has raved about it. So it's one of the funniest, the most touching and brilliant pieces of theatre they've ever seen.
Oh,
so
that's very sweet.
Once again, you're going from strength to strength, John.
Lovely.
Okay, I can't wait to see it. Thank you for coming in. We're going to end the show. Are you a fan of Barbara Streisand?
I can't say
you
I
better
am.
Say
I'll listen.
You better say yes.
I'll listen.
You better say yes.
Yes.
Oh, else I'm going to withdraw my offer of putting you into a coma.
Yes. Yes, Ben.
And I don't offer that to everyone. All right, here we go. This is for all you Barbara Streisand fans out there.